Some people I know are so disgusted with our presidential candidates, they're voting for none of the above this time. Actually writing in, none of the above. But what if there is a natural-born American citizen above the age of 35 named none of the above? She could win. It's not impossible. This is America. We name our kids whatever we want. Northwest could be president someday. Imagine the scene if none of the above wins. The media frenzy at the Satellite Coffee across from UNM. Turns out she's the manager there. Why not? She has 2 master's degrees, but nobody cares. Too bad for the reporters, none of the above's not at the Satellite. No, she has a good heart. She's over at the Roadrunner Food Bank delivering day-old muffins. So, the news reporters jump back into their trucks and race across town to the food bank. Ms. Above, you've just been elected leader of the free world. How do you feel? Elected what? Is this a paid gig? I can't handle any more volunteer work. It pays $400,000 a year plus expenses. 400, but only for 4 years, and you'll have to move to the White House. What's the rent there? Free. Housemates? Some, but you'll have your own wing. 4 years at $400,000, no rent, no housemates? Oh my God, I can pay off my student loans. Yes, but Ms. Above, do you think you're really qualified? Well, I've kept my coffee shop profitable for over 2 years, with corporate threatening to go bankrupt every week. My parents were hippies, so I basically raised 2 children before I was out of my teens. And for the past 10 years, I've been sharing an apartment in the International District with an Israeli, a Palestinian, a Korean, 2 Africans, and a redneck from Texas. Everyone pays their share, and no one's been killed or injured so far. America, we're in good hands.